Barnes, the chief data nerd of the Data Nerd podcast. I'm here to talk to you guys today about a very interesting problem that I had at work. And it happened today. Basically, what ended up happening was somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, Ryan, we noticed that the website, the company's website, had some weird behavior yesterday, and pretty much, you know, we weren't seeing the kind of traffic that we typically see on Sundays, and we haven't seen the typical sales that we see on Sundays, and we're just a little concerned about it, and we want you to check it out." And I said, "Sure." It just so happened that yesterday, being Super Bowl Sunday, that didn't really surprise me too much. And the real question became whether or not the Super Bowl affected the company's sales. And that's really what I want to talk about today. And pretty much what we did was, well, what I did was I went through and I pulled down data from Google Analytics. So if you have a Google Analytics account, you could actually do this. And what I did was I pulled that data in and I used a really cool algorithm, one of my favorites for doing this sort of thing. I pulled in dynamic time warping. And dynamic time warping is kind of a cool algorithm. The basic idea is I take two time series and I squish and I squash them until they look like each other. And the number of squishing and the number of squashing and the number of stretchings that I had to do in order to make those two time series look like each other gives me some measure of distance, really, between those two time series. And what we could do with that is really kind of cool, because now that I have the distance between these two time series, if I add a whole bunch of distance, if I do this calculation a bunch of times over a bunch of different time series, I can create this dissimilarity matrix, where, you know, it looks a lot like a heat map, and you can see which time series look the most like each other, which ones look the least like each other, and of course down the diagonal is a time series that the time series look exactly like each other because it's comparing a time series with itself, and so those are always zero distance. Anyway, the point of all of that is that once you have this, you've essentially built a kernel for like a machine learning algorithm. So here's what I did. I pulled in data from Sundays that I knew weren't Super Bowls. I pulled in data from Sundays that were Super Bowls. There weren't very many of them. And what I did was I applied this algorithm, and I just took the dumbest classifier algorithm that I could think of, which was a logistic regression. The logistic regression really works nicely for these sorts of problems, I feel. And if it can really separate some data, then you know that you've really done your feature engineering well. So the basic idea here was that if I could build a logistic regression that predicts fairly accurately whether or not Sunday was due to a Super Bowl, then I would know that I could just feed in the data set for yesterday, and if it came out, hey, it was a Super Bowl day, then great. I know that the weirdness was from yesterday. And so that's exactly what I started to do. I just built out the dissimilarity matrix. I did some. I chopped it up, but just took a couple of columns out of that dissimilarity matrix, and I created a that was my training data, fed it into there, whether or not it was a Super Bowl Sunday, and said go. And I didn't really have that many observations, right? I only had about 8, 9, 10 observations. But what I found was that I was perfectly predicting whether or not you had a Super Bowl Sunday. It predicted it every single time. And that was pretty cool, right? Which basically means that I had converted this highly nonlinear space with all these weird idiosyncrasies into a linear space where it was linearly separable, which is awesome. So you feed in the data from yesterday, pops out, hey, yesterday was a Super Bowl Sunday. And so the upside is that it turns out that using just regular old Google Analytics data, you can actually predict whether or not you have a Super Bowl Sunday really accurately. And that's sort of the moral of the story. Now, the reason why this works is because the Super Bowl Sundays, they look incredibly alike on our website data. For the past 4 or 5 years, the shape of our data over time for the 24 hours on Super Bowl Sunday looks exactly the same. And it's different than a typical everyday Sunday. They have a different signature, an entirely different signature, and you can take those very similar things and you feed them into the dynamic time warping thing, and out pop similarity scores, and it turns out that the similarity scores between Super Bowl Sundays gives you zeros. You look at Super Bowl Sundays compared to normal Sundays, and you get this huge dissimilarity score. And when you plug in normal Sundays versus normal Sundays, again, you get zero. And so picking out even a single column out of that dissimilarity matrix and being like, this is my feature set. It really works out very, very well because you get basically zeros all the way down until you hit Super Bowl Sundays, and then they're 100s, which is makes, a whole lot of sense. And the logistic regression love that. It's just like threshold. Just hit that threshold and you're done. And upside, turns out Google Analytics, really, really easy to predict whether or not you're in a Super Bowl Sunday. And so that's just sort of the way that it is. And dynamic time warping is really, really cool, guys. I really highly suggest that you go out and you look at whether or not you can find some data to do dynamic time warping. Just to try it out, see how you like it. Kind of like it's a drug. Right? No, not really. But dynamic time warping is this awesome algorithm that lets you compare different time series, and it's an incredibly useful tool to have in your tool belt. So there you go, data nerds. There's a new tool for you. Check it out. And I'm actually going to post my code that I ran to do the dynamic time warping and the logistic regression and all that sort of stuff. It's all going to be posted on GitHub. There will be a link in the show notes for this podcast. Also, another interesting story. This isn't by me. It turns out that astronomers really love this dynamic time warping stuff. Helps them find planets around other stars, which is kind of cool. And I just read a very interesting paper. I think it was done by some Stanford undergraduates. Let me see if I can pull that up really quickly and get you their names. Oh, and I'm going to butcher these names. It looks like Aaron DeBray and Raymond Wu, they wrote a paper called The Astronomical Implications of Machine Learning. And it's not, it looks like it's an undergraduate paper. It doesn't, it's really short, and so it doesn't really feel like a peer-reviewed paper, but basically what they do is they build a classifier for whether or not a star has an exoplanet orbiting it based off of the light curves, and they use dynamic time warping. Check out that paper. Super awesome stuff. Alright guys, I am out, and data nerds, keep on being nerdy. So the music today was provided by bensound.com/royalty-free-music. Hi guys, it's Ryan. I want to talk to you about my course, Python Away the Suckiness at Work. Now, this course teaches you the fundamentals of using Python to automate workflows at your job. It's also great for data nerds because it gives you a foundation in Python. Now, if you want to learn more about Python, take this course and you will learn all about cool libraries that data nerds really care about, like pandas, NumPy, SciPy, stats models. It's a great course to take if you want to learn how to use Python for data science or just use Python in general. Check it out. You can find it at courses.barnesanalytics.com. That's courses.barnesanalytics.com. And thanks for listening.